Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Lizivu Kogan Bekarv, Chana Rezel, Basmerim Rivka, Leleida Kalu, Leleid Bari, Vishalim, Barach, Ambar, Vishas Agidov, Larichus Yomim, Vishalim Tolos, and for Rabbi Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, Sar Shel Kayoma, and for Rabbi Ephraim Abin, Mimirim Shoshana, who Baruch Hashem had a daughter today. So it should be a schus for his daughter this year. And for Rabbi Tzvi Moshe, Ben Eitan, Avraham Alevi, and Sarah Lei, he should be zochet to bracha v'atzlacha, and parnasa, and ruchnis, and gashmis, everything good. We're going to be learning, Mirtz Hashem, the sugi of pshara, of making a compromise, based on a very beautiful article written in the Sefer HaYovel, a jubilee book written in honor of Rav Yosef Dov Alevi Soloveitchik. This was written by Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria Zatzal. It's a very, very big yesodos in pshara, and hopefully we'll have other shiurim as well on the topic. But this is opening it up. I hopefully neder. We learn in Masechet Sanhedrin that vav amid aleph bitzua b'shlosha, that in order to make pshara, when you make a compromise, a pshara bitzua, you have to have three people. That's Rabbi Meir, Chachamim say biyachid, even one person. And the Gemara explains, because Rabbi Meir holds that we make a hekesh between pshara and din, just like din is three, so too pshara is three, and the Chachamim hold you don't make a hekesh between pshara and din. Later on, the Gemara says that after the Gemara din, you're not allowed to make a pshara. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher of Yosef Aglili says b'chlal you're not allowed to make a pshara, and like by Moshe says yikov adina sahar. That's Moshe said you got to go with strict judgment. None of this, no compromise. But Aaron was an oiv shalom, rodev shalom. He liked making psharas. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says no. Fakir, it's a mitzvah liftsoa, because it says that you have to have a mishpat that has shalom. What's a mishpat that has shalom? It's judgment, but it's also peace. That's compromise. So the reason of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is explained in the Gemara, that you have mishpat sheyesh bo shalom. Emesu mishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem, a pasuk in Zechariah 8:17, that you have to have truth, judgment, and peace. Interesting, the Rambam brings down this pasuk, he omits the word emes, because lav dafka emes when you're making a compromise, but it's mishpat and shalom shiftu b'sharechem. The purpose of mishpat is to bring shalom, but the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is not explained in the Gemara. So he says Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's very nice, but to say that for us it's usher, what's his source, what's his reason? And what about Aaron was osek in pshara, what was his head there? So Rashi and Tosfos already omen on this. Each one is Matayas Lefi Darko. According to Rashi, even Rabbi Eliezer isn't asering unless they're in the Beis Din. But if they're not in the Beis Din, if they're outside the Beis Din, then it's Beseder. And according to Tosfos, Aaron wasn't coming out dying. So we have a Teirim, even according to Rabbi Lazar ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, to do a Pshara outside of the Beis Din or not a judge. So these look like formal terutzim. But we want to get to something more fundamental about the difference between judging out pshara and judging strict judgment. And if it's really a mitzvah, like Rabbi Shimon Karla said, so why wasn't Moshe Mekayim this mitzvah? Moshe Rabbeinu was Yikov Adina Sahar. So we find three reasons why Pshara is better than Din. One is Chulshas Hadas, that the Dayanim might make a mistake in judgment. Look at Vavam and Beis, Tosus Dibar Maschil Nigmar. Another reason is Chulshas Koach, that the Beis Din will not be able to enforce the Psak Din, since the person who's chayiv might be violent, and the Maharsha and the Chiddush Agadah says they might be afraid for their own skin, the Baal Din might beat them up. And the third reason is to be makar of shalom. This way, you try to, as much as you can, satisfy both parties. So the first two explanations aren't really shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have chulshas hadas. He doesn't have chulshas hakoach. Moshe Rabbeinu isn't scared of nobody. But the third reason of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, of shalom, that the Gemara says explicitly shalom, so that also applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom's a mitzvah, like the Ketosa says, Avav Amad Alev, Dimas Lakshinan, shalom nami mitzvah. So So in the Yisod of the reason of Yeshua, Yossi Aglili, who prefers din over pshara, he holds that it's usur to make a pshara. We can say that according to him, Moshe Rabbeinu followed midas hadin. Why? Because the there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of ushvatetem tzedek. Rashi in Ksubis Kufav Amar Aleph mitzvah hadayanim asa ushvatetem tzedek. To judge a judgment, you have dinei mamonis, and their job is shiyosi gzeila mitachas yado, like the Gemara says there. So you don't want there to be any gzeila. Now, if there's a pshara, there's going to be a shtickle gzeila here because somebody's getting what he's not supposed to be getting. But we can argue with this. And we can say there's no gzela if the two parties agree. They're mochel. They're giving it as a matana. So we have to say, according to this reason, that there's a chash gzela, is because maybe, since the Beis Din is convincing them to do this pshara, so there's not a mechila gemura. There's some sort of hidden coercion here. And that's why we have Tosis and Dibur HaMaschil, Tzri HaKinyin, the mechila sha'adei pshara fbi she'odeaba, even though he knows what he's being mochel, it's a shtickle like mechila betos, because he's mochel based on the eitz of the dayanim that convince him to be mochel. And this tzad kfi on pshara is emphasized by the Tos Rosh in Dibur Maschil v'Ilchus Pshara. Umi yesh lechalik the mechila shadei pshara shiny. The afal pishu yodea ma yesh ma sheyesh lo limchol doyim le mechila betos. There's a little bit of mechila betos because they're being pressured into agreeing to this pshara, and it's a little bit shalom kedin, and therefore you need a kinyan in order to be mechazik this pshara. And according to this, we can say that any pshara that comes by the initiation of somebody who's not a dayan or a dayan outside of the walls of the Beis Din, when the judgment hasn't yet started, and there's no tzad kfiya, so it could be that in such an instance, Rabbi Eliezer is also moda that it's not osir, because there the mechila is absolute, because they haven't yet started. Not that the dayan already knows. Not the dayan already knows what the psak din sofi is going to be. It's somebody outside. It might not even be a dayan. Anybody. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef would agree. Or a dayan outside of Beis Din that he doesn't yet know what the ending is going to be. So therefore, there's no pressure here. And since there's no pressure, it could be that in such an instance, it's not really mechila betos. There's no hidden kfiya. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, might agree that in such a case, it's Peseder. And it might also not need a Kenyan. Gemara says that Pshara needs a Kenyan. But according to this, maybe it doesn't need a Kenyan because there's no Kfiyah here. However, what are we going to say about the opinion of Rabbi Meir, as explained by the Tosas HaRosh, that Pshara, according to Rabbi Meir, needs three? It's because of the din of Hefker Beis Din. That Hefker Beis Din is Hefker. And therefore it has nothing to do with their Mechila. The Pshara works Alt Hefker Beis Din. So then why would we asser it? Even if it's their Mechila isn't a Mechila Gemura, but the Beis Din is coming from their Koch of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Not only that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yossi Aglili, who holds that it's Usr Liftsoa completely in Pashtus, as long as you brought the case before the Dayanim, when they're sitting in the Beis Din, even if they have not yet heard the words of the Baalei Din, but the very fact that the judgment started, or if they heard it and they don't even know how they're going to paskin yet, it's still Usr Liftsoa. That's Pashtus Das, Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So if that's the case, there's no kfi at all. I'm saying that they just started, they're not being pressured into anything necessarily. They're just giving an Eitzah Tova. So you can say they're also, no, they're being kofet. They're being kofet that they should make a pshara, that they should want. Why would they be kofet such a thing? So we'd like to come to a better reason of why there's an Isser of pshara. So this whole idea of gzela doesn't work so well if we're coming from hefker based in hefker. It's not really gzela so much, not really gzela at all. And therefore, it would seem that the reason of Rabbi Elazar b'Losh Rabbi Yossi Aglili is a much more fundamental one, and that is Gemara in Brachas that Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara there says, "Mao the same Adina Shlama Ba'Amu V'Las Yishchin." I might think that Din is peace in the world, and the Shchin is not coming. Kamashman the Din Nami Hainu Torah. So we see in this Gemara that Din is Shalom, and Din is Torah. Din has the status of Shalom and Torah. And whenever we have a diyun that happens before the Beis Din, there are two purposes. One is peace, and two is to pass in the Mishpat HaTorah. And that's what it says in Rashi, in Ksubis, Daf Kuvav Amar Aleph, Hai Esei, Mitzvah Deyonim, Ushvatitem Tzedek. There are mitzvahs to judge. You have to judge Din Torah. And the Dvar Moshe and Sanhedrin writes, "V'nira d'nemar pasuk zeh chiyuv ladun." V'lorak mitzvah kiyum es shum yadun yadun mitzedek. No, there's actually a chiyuv ladun. Lashem Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin. She mitzvah ladun es hadin. There's a mitzvah to be done. There's the Mishpat HaTorah. The Drash Saran, Drush Yud Aleph explains Mishpat HaTorah is not just to be metaken the sidur medini. It's not just to make social. Fix the social policy, the social environment. Rather, more than that, that it brings the Shefa Eloki to the world. As Makros Gemara and Sanhedrin Zayin Amud Aleph, that a dayan that's done din emes lamito is mashu shechina biyisrael. Similarly, writes Marav Rav Kook Zatzal, Hamishpatim Eloyim mitoch sheim novim. ממקור האמת העליונה אין מטרתה רק מטרה קרובה ליישר סכסוכים ארעיים האהובים בחיי בני אדם אלא הם הולכים להעלות את החיים ואת הוויה כולה משרים את השכינה בעולם ומעלים על ידי השפעתם את האדם ואת העולם לאיגר רמה של אור הקדושה העליונה. The godly judgments are not just here to make peace between people, to keep the social order. Rather, judgments are to bring godliness into the world. So everybody agrees that if you have two people, Jewish people, who are fighting, they have to make shalom. Haval shalom enan lachaver is a big mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar b'Nosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees to this. The only thing is what happens once it comes into Beis Din. What's the purpose of the Beis Din? Elohim nitzav badas keel v'kerav Elohim yishbot. So is their purpose, is their goal to make shalom, pshara, or Torah? No. Tzar Hashem, zu halacha. Not back down. You have to say it as it is. Now the ultimate goal of Dinei Torah is to cause complete justice to rule on earth and to make norms of goodness and justice and tzedek. And that's what brings peace into the world. That's what prevents quarrels between people. When you have norma shel tzedek v'mishpat, everybody has to know what the laws are. Person learns bavakama. And he's learning Bava Kama, he's internalizing Bava Kama. So he's much more careful about causing damage. Bava Basra, Bava Tzmitzia. The Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Kuf Chesos Yud writes that all of Hilchas Shechinim are built on the Yisod of Derechei D'Achinoam. His Tshuvas is brought in the Tur Choshen Mishpat, Kufnin Hesif Chaf Aleph. So when you have judgment in the world, so that establishes norms for society of justice. It's not going to be the Wild West. And like we said, also godliness. Shefa Eloki. So Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yossi Aglili, is relying on Moshe Rabbeinu, Yigo Badina Zohar, that the judgment has to pierce the mountain. Judgment is judgment. Beis Din is a Mossad Mishpati. They're an institution of law, and their main goal, their main purpose, is to judge Al Pi Din Torah, to establish norms of justice and make limitations of tzedek and yosha. And even if they don't get complete peace, b'social davar, they're ma'ar b'shalom ba'olam, since they educate people in darchei noah. And that's what brings peace into the world. So if you're, and they're not making judgment, if two people just want to make a pshara by themselves, or they go to a third party to make a pshara, and it's not in the framework of a din Torah, so say there. But the moment you're in the realm of judgment, we want to make an emistika judgment. And that's why he says, the second you come before Beis Din, that's it. Asur livtzela. No more psharas. Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, Megillah, Per Gimel, Sof HaLachavov. Taman Tanina, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Al Shosh Dvar Malam Omeid, Al Adin, Al Emes, Val Shalom. Vishloshin Tavar Echor Heim. Nasa Din, Nasa Emes, Nasa Emes, Nasa Shalom. So the world is built on three things, Din, Emes, and Shalom. And they're all one. If you have Din, you have Emes. If you have Emes, you have Shalom. Rav Mana says, you all learn from one pasuk in Zechariah, you emes mishpat emes mishpat shalom, shiftu b'shareichem. You have truth, and you have judgment, and you have peace. So you have mishpat in the nevu of Zechariah between emes and shalom. And the simple meaning is that din emes brings shalom in the world. That's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lez, the son of Yosef Aglili. You're not allowed to be Yosef Kimshara. This is what's going to bring peace into the world. You establish norms of law, of justice. And if you start making psharis, then it's almost Yishar Shabbain of Yase. So there's no absolutes anymore. Everything is all relative. You're living in a world of moral relativity. Really, he owes him $1 million and he's only paying him $250,000. They made a pshar. It's a femeot for the guy who only has to pay the $250 and not the $1 million. But what's going to be with the world? We want to have absolute justice. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is Shalom, it says in Shabbos Yeramit Beis. We want to show us a Shechin in the world. And that's when there's justice. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Rav Shimon Karcha says, no, mitzvah liftzoa. He says, what about that Gemara in Brachas that we quoted? Shalom, shalom. You're right. The laws of the Torah establish norms, and they do correct society. But now it's not going to work. For the cloud, it's much better if you have judgment. But for these pratim, these individuals, they're hothead. They don't. You see, no matter how firm somebody is, when he loses that din Torah, he's angry. So you might have emes, but it's not going to bring shalom. Lashon, the beautiful lashon of the Sefer Achinuch, Chaim Bchalam Tzuzush Kol Ish Shuchach Medinei Torah V'Yashav Bedrachav Shumetzuvel Shiyadin Din Torah Ben Balei Ariv Em Yesh Koach B'Yadav Afilu Yichidi Yachal Adam B'Din Torah Shara Shemitzvah Nigluhu Ki Ba'Shvaya Sadin Yisiyashi V'Olam L'Hol B'Yishuv B'Nei Adam Im Yosher Adin V'Lasis B'Nei Am Shalom V'Silo Kach Shad Ish B'Ish. So included in this mitzvah, Reish Lamed Hey, that everybody who's a chacham in Dinei Torah is obligated to judge Din Torahs if he's able to, even Yechidi. And we want there to be Din in the world, Yosher Adin. And that's going to hopefully ultimately bring Shalom. But these two guys right now, if one of them loses the Din Torah and they don't make the Pshara, Shalom's going to be far from us. But that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is Shalom. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha feels that the Pshara is better in bringing Shalom in the world. Now there's another opinion in the Gemara of Atana that's not Aser, it's just Rishus. Not Aser, not a mitzvah, it's a Rishus. Zayin Amar Aleph. So what's Pshat? So maybe He holds that you're right. There is a tzad of shalom. However, it's not going to be a mitzvah, because he has the right to find like this middle ground. But to say that you're obligated, you're going to be losing out on the say to obligated, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara, then you're losing out on the absolute emes, on the absolute din in the world. To say that it's usur, but then you're losing out on the shalom. So he sort of takes the middle ground, rishus. Now the Gemara says, nigmar din, yata rashay liftsoa. After the Gemar Din, you are not allowed to make a pshara anymore, and that's a little bit the Kulei Alma. And what's the reason? Tosfos says, "Kaven din isbara kol kach ein la tosol asas pshara." Shil moli haya yodeya shin isbara dino l'schus loy misratza b'shum inyan. Once the Dayanim already know what the Gemar Din is going to be. And then they're trying to convince Ploni to make a pshara. So if he would know, he wouldn't be misratze. So that only works according to Tosfos, because Tosfos holds, what does it mean, nigmar adin? That the judges know amongst themselves. Just the litigant doesn't know, but the judges know. But according to Rashi, you can't say this. Why? Because Rashi holds that nigmar adin means that they already told him. They already told him there's no hataya. They're not misleading him. If they didn't tell him, like Tosfos says, so then there's a chashash they're misleading him. So don't make a pshara. But according to Rashi, you're not misleading him, because he already knows. So what's the problem? You told him that he gets $1 million, and you say, make a pshara, he's a poor guy, just take $500,000. What's the problem there? So Rav Kook, in his Sefer Ber Elio, to the Biurei Agro and Choshe Mishpat, Simi Yedbei, Sif Katan Vav, writes, Mishum Shezenira Kizilusa Ledin Torah, that after the Gemar Din, you're going to make a pshara. That's a zilzul in Din Torah. So we see that after the Gemar Din, we're makabel the das of Rabbi Elazar ben Osher b'Yosi Aglili. You have to have Din Torah. We respect Din Torah. So once Din Torah is established, don't make psharas anymore. It looks like a zilzul to Din Torah. Now we have to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, like the Netziv asks, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, how's he going to deal with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a man of Pshara. So first of all, there's a Mechilta in Parshas Yisro that says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Shver to Yisro, V'shafati ben ish ben ishu leben re'eyu. So even after the Mishpat, he should remain re'eyu. Ze adin sheyesh bo Pshara. That afterwards they end up being friends. Oh, so you see an opinion that maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was that Moshe Rabbeinu did make Psharas. And if you say no, that Vodati Schuke Olim Es Torosov, that no, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamish Din Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Why? Because his job is to teach Torah to the Jewish people, and to start making Psharis, that's not absolute Torah, it's not Moshe's Tafkid. Moshe's Tafkid is absolute Din. Zichru Torah's Moshe Abdi. So he has to establish norms, constitutions, for the Jewish people, and then afterwards he wanted the Dayan, want to make Psharas, say it, but to be the one to establish it and to already start in the world of Psharas, so that's not good for the one who's supposed to spread Torah in the Jewish people. Look at the Maharal in the Siva Emes, Perak Aleph, Shemadre Gosso, the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, Emes HaGomor, Shayodanina Torah's emes. Vizetchimajagozukach. Kol asher hayu lo b'midas emes. Moshe Rabbeinu has to go to midas emes. That's his midah. Therefore, there's no room for pshara. So Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, very nice, Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not for us. Is dafka dinah Moshe Rabbeinu? Not only that, when he appointed other judges, he says they have to be Yirei Elokim, Elu Shosib, Pshara Bedin. And Rabbi Elazar, so you see that he was appointing judges who made Pshara. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosef Glili, says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to the rule. He's the model. He wasn't making Psharas. He wanted to establish Torah in the world for the Tovas HaKlal. So we also want to wear the Tovas HaKlal. You have to have law. And if people know we live in a world of psharis, that's not law. That's not the way to live life. You have to have absolutes, not relatives. Tosfos says, "Davav Amar Aleph, Dibur Maskel Bitzu, Afagav De Makshina Pshara L'Din." Even though you have a hekesh between pshar and din, Lav L'Chol Davar Makshina. It's not a complete hekesh. The bedin is lina basaruba. Ubi pshara lo azli achi aski basaruba achi aski mushloshtan. In din, we go after the rov, but I'm sure you have to have all three judges. And they bring a raya, a very shver raya from a gemara Avodah Zarah, maybe in a different shir. Rav Soloveitchik in his shiurim to Maseches Sanhedrin explains. And normally, when you have a judgment, so the miut is batel to the rov, because you're in the world of absolutes. Once we decided absolutely that side one is emes, and side two is not, so even if you have a machlokas between the judges, the miut, like the famous Tosis in Bava Kama Dav Chof Zayin, the miut is batel to the rov. But when you're dealing with world in the world of relativity, so how can the miut be batel to the rov? Once the miut's not batel to the rov, so the Beis Din loses their koch. And Rabbi Aryeh Karlin, in his Sefer Torat Choshen Mishpat, which was published in Tel Aviv in 1941, on page 20, he writes, "Mishum she'apshara novat mishuda didaini ve'arachot sobyektiviot shel adayanim ve'lo kedin Torah miyusad al chukim kuvim ve'arachot mesuyamot. Lachen ein hulchim bipshara achrei harov, ela tzarich she'apashranim yaskimu kulam." Pshara is what the judges see. It's all subjective, and it's not like din Torah. So when you're in the world of Din Torah, so in Din Torah, in the world of Din Torah, there's din of Rov. However, here it's like a sort of an external din. Here there's no Rov. They all have to agree. When you're in the world of absolute Din Torah, you follow Rovs. When you're in a subjective world, so there's room for all the opinions. There's no absolute emes. Each opinion has some yesod. Whereas when you're in the world of absolutes, he's wrong, he's wrong. So he has to, ultimately, in his decision, he's wrong. He has to be buckled to the rope. But if in the world of pshara, it's not a world of absolutes. There's room for everybody, and then therefore you... If you have some holding this way and the others holding that way, there's no pshara. So the Beis Din there can't rule a pshara. That's the hesber. Akoponim, there's a lot more to say about the sugya, and we should be zochem yirtzeh Hashem, lil modu lelamed lishmor belasos ulekayim is kol divrei salma teresa biyahava amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.